What's good? What's good? I'm back. Paul Pickett, Promo Palace, LLC, Vlog 30. We're going to title this one, Why the Million Follower and Million Play Mindset is Wrong. Vlog 30, Why the Million Follower and Million Play Mindset is Wrong. Before I get started, I'm going to sip some of my Coca-Cola, get some caffeine, and hit that click down subscribe button. If you're on Instagram or Facebook, hit that follow. The audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and dozen other platforms. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. And the audio version of this vlog goes to my Paul Pickett Podcast. All right, the million follower mindset, million play mindset. Why it's all wrong. Many reasons. I mean, ever since I've been doing online marketing, clients have always, the customers have hit me up. And even just last week, I had one. I'm not going to say no names or nothing, you know, but he hit me up asking about 500,000 to a million Spotify plays. You know, this is the thing. Most people that want, they want 500,000 to a million Spotify plays, but they want them to be all like actual real people playing it. But that the thing is, that's not even realistic for unsigned artists, because the people that are getting a million plays on Spotify and they're all just real people going to them are people who already got a following and a fan base. They got an actual fan base in place, or they're being added to Spotify's bigger playlist, big playlist, which means they have a fan base in place. So, like, you have a lot of artists that have no fan base, but they expect the same things that an artist with fan base has. And it doesn't work that way. You know, to get 500,000 to a million plays on Spotify, you're going to have to buy plays, which are going to be bots. You're going to have to pay to get on every playlist that you can, which is illegal, technically, you know, goes against Spotify's terms of service. And the thing is you, a lot of artists, they also want to get 500,000 to a million plays, and they want it in like a month or two or 3 months, but it's not going to happen. Like, even if you bought plays and paid to get on playlists, it would take almost a year for you to get a million plays, if not more. You know, this idea if that you could submit to free playlists and you're going to get a million plays, fairy tales, imaginary, made up, bogus, BS. It's not realistic. You can't just do free submissions to playlists and think you're going to get a million plays unless it's Spotify's playlist. And Spotify is, maybe you didn't watch the old vlog, but Spotify is the FM radio of the internet. Spotify is not supporting unsigned artists. They're not throwing unsigned artists on any of the big playlists. If they do throw you on a playlist, it's not going to be the big one. It'll be a playlist that might have 300,000 followers and you might only get 30,000 listens. So that means only 10% of the people following listen. 30,000 listens ain't going to get you over the hump. That ain't going to get you to, you got a long ways to go to a million plays. If you're not even getting them on this, you get added to Spotify's playlist and you ain't getting nowhere near a million plays, you might as well count it out. You might as well forget about it, because you're going to have to buy a ton of plays. You're going to probably do it in a manner that's going to get your music removed, because, you know, even if you're botting things up, there is a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. A lot of artists got this idea that they're going to try to come to a promo guy and tell him what they want and what time, and they want it done in a short time frame that nobody's getting it in. They want a million followers and a million plays, and they want it in a month. Well, nobody that has anybody who doesn't have a million followers and a million plays already isn't getting them in a month, unless you spend it like Murray money. Like, we gotta stop these expectations. Like, Murray and them spent a quarter of a million. They spent a quarter of a million on this guy. Quarter of a million. You know, but an artist to come with $25 or $250 and think they supposed to get a million plays out of it or a million followers, and they want them done in like a month. And no, that means you just want numbers. You just want to boost numbers. You just want to look good. This is the problem with that. It doesn't work. Because even all the mainstream artists, even if they bought followers just to make their account look even sexier, they didn't buy the real followers. They didn't buy the followers that are engaging with the post, that are liking posts, commenting posts, resharing posts. You know? And everybody's always caught up in followers. Million followers, a million plays. If anything, you should want a million reshares. The number one engagement on the internet that anybody should be looking for is reshares. Reshares is the most important engagement on the internet. You can get all the likes, all the comments in the world, all the subscribers in the world. If people ain't sharing your content, it ain't gonna go viral. It's only going to be known within that subset of fan base. If your own fans aren't even resharing your music, that's a problem. You know, your own subscribers. If none of your subscribers reshare any of your content, that's a problem. Because they really not engaging with it like you think. Because reshares is the number one engagement. But a lot of people, they want a million followers. They want a million plays. They want them to all be real. And they don't want to, they want a million followers and they don't want to follow nobody back. They want them to all be real. And okay, that's not happening. That's not happening. You know, because you know how much ad dollars that would take to get a million followers on your Facebook page or a million followers on Twitter all organically without anybody following you back? This idea that you could just pay somebody and they could just get a million people to follow you just because. Yeah, with created accounts, bot accounts. That's the only way that's happening. So stop thinking you're going to get a million of anything and they're going to be all real and you ain't got no budget to back it up to advertise with. That's the thing. If you don't got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to advertise with, don't be talking about some million plays and a million followers. You want them to all be real, and you don't want to have to follow nobody and nothing like that. Because the only way you're typically going to get a million followers without botting is follow for follow. And even that takes a long time. It's not going to happen in a month. It's not going to happen in 2 or 3 months. It could take years because you'd have to follow well over 10 million people just to get a million followers. Artists that have no fans need to stop expecting the same results and the same opportunities that artists that already built a fan base up and established a fan base are getting or have. If you don't got, I'm telling you, man, if you don't got $50,000 to $100,000 you bring it to the table, just start it. And you talking about a million of anything, million plays, million followers. You're not even thinking realistically. You're thinking in a fairy tale world. You thinking like the Wizard of Oz right now. You off with Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man right now. Because what you talking about is not even realistic. Because artists that get a million real followers spent money on advertising or influencers. They've spent money doing shows, you know, maybe opening up, paying for openers. I mean, they've spent money. Trust me, man. And a lot of it. A lot of it. And they put out a lot of content, too. A lot of y'all artists don't even put out enough content to expect a million followers. Even if we do have the advertising dollars, a lot of y'all don't put out enough content to expect that many followers. People who get that many followers organically put out a ton of content. When people get a million followers on TikTok, a ton of content, a million followers on Instagram, a ton of content. And that's if you're talking about doing it without advertising. But they didn't expect it to happen in a month or 2 or 3 months. It might have took 2-3 years, you know. But 2-3 years is worth the grind if you got a million real people that are engaging with your content. You can make a lot of money off of that. As a social media influencer, people could pay you to promote their brand, promote their music. If you got a product or brand and you got a million social media followers, you could easily get 1,000 of them jokers to buy something like that. You know, but we got to stop with this mindset of wanting a million plays and a million followers. How about we want to just build the account up? How about we just want to build fans one by one and build fans and make them get hooked to your music to the sense to become a fanatic where they reshare your music with other people. I'm telling you right now, Joyner Lucas got popping off of word of mouth and reshares. And word of mouth is the same thing as a reshare. It's just word of mouth is an offline reshare. It's an offline reshare. And it might have even been online because they might have told somebody on the internet, check out Joyner Lucas. But I've told people offline, yo, check out Joyner Lucas. Then they go online on YouTube and check out Joyner Lucas. Then they'll tell somebody who comes over the house, yo, check out Joyner Lucas. They'll show them Joyner Lucas. Then it's a trickle-down effect. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works, you know? But y'all want a million followers, a million plays. You ain't got no fans to start with. You ain't got no budget to even exceed that. Organically, y'all want it to be organically, but you don't got the budget to exceed to reach that goal organically. I mean, we could set the goal of getting a million YouTube views, but this is the thing. Okay, you got to have the budget to get the million YouTube views, which is definitely going to take well over $1,000. You probably only get every like $30 is gonna if. That's the thing. Another thing, if we're advertising on YouTube, okay, do you want a million USA views? Or is this we just targeting US and Canada, or are we targeting worldwide? Because that's another thing. If you're targeting US and Canada alone, guess what? You need more money. You need even more money because US impressions cost more. US views cost more. If we just go worldwide, then guess what? We get more bang for the buck. You get more eyeballs, but you got a lot of artists in the US. They always be sitting there like, well, I only want U.S. traffic. I only want U.S. traffic. But how does that benefit you when you're trying to be a global artist? Do you think all these artists like in the U.S. are touring worldwide because they just only focus, they only care about U.S. fans and U.S. traffic? No. A fan is a fan, man. You know, you need as many fans in any one spot as you can have. That's how touring works. If you ain't got 100 fans in one city, why would anybody pay you for a show? They completely wasted their money. They're completely losing out on money. If you ain't even got 100 fans, because at least if I got 100 fans, I mean, we could charge, depending on the artist, we could charge 20, 30, 40 a ticket, depending on the artist's name. You know, charge 20 a ticket, 100 people, you could make $2,000, you know, easily. Easily, you know what I'm saying? And you rent out a spot that's only $400 or $500, easily make $2,000 off 100 people. That's not even counting if we're selling merchandise or anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't even got 100 fans in one specific city, why would anybody pay you for a show? You have nothing of value. You can't even bring, you know, your name is supposed to bring people through the door, not the show promoter's name. I repeat, the show promoter's name is not supposed to bring people through the door. The artist's name. So it's the artist's job to bring people through the door. Their name. The show promoter, yes, he has to advertise, but it doesn't even make sense for him to pay anybody that's not popular enough that he advertises that's going to bring people through the door. Because as soon as he advertises, he's solely counting on the name of the artist to bring people through the door. I don't care if it's an old school artist. If I bring Rod Digger and Rampage for Flip Mode Squad, which I have before, if I bring them, I'm relying on enough people to know who they are in that city. And that's how it works. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop with this million follower, million play mindset. You got to go to this mindset of building fan base, and you got to understand it's a process. To build fans and build consumers, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, you know, unless you're getting added to Spotify's top playlist. It's not, you're not going to get a ton of plays and a ton of followers overnight. And even just added to the Spotify playlist doesn't guarantee you a ton of followers. And even if we advertise your video for YouTube and you're just trying to get a million views and that's all you care about, that's typically all you're mainly going to get is views. Because if you're not running a discovery ad, which is to get engagement, which is mean you're going to get more impressions and less views because it's more organic, it's based on people just organically going to see the ad opposed to a skippable ad where a skippable ad force feeds, you know, a skippable ad is force feeding you the views. You know, it's force feeding you. And yeah, we can get a million views if you have the budget, but we can't guarantee a specific amount of likes. We can't guarantee a specific amount of followers or or comments. Because this idea that anybody can just guarantee somebody's going to like your stuff. A person we don't know. We don't know nothing about their characteristics, their interests, but we're supposed to guarantee that they're supposed to like, subscribe, and comment. Nobody can guarantee that. All we can guarantee is the more and more and more and more we show people your content, the more and more people will like it. And we'll subscribe it. But if you go into this, what we call these one offers, where you just advertise for 30 days and that's it, well, we can't guarantee much. Because that's not people seeing your stuff over and over. That's just they only seen it for 30 days. If they ain't seeing your stuff for 365 days straight, what are we talking about here? These little 30-day stints don't get nowhere. Just you promoting your record for 3 or 4 months and thinking you're going to pop in 3 or 4 months. No, it's not happening unless you got $250,000 budget to do it. Because that's what it took for Murray and him to pop in 3 or 4 months. $250,000. A quarter of a million. So they were running ads well over $1,000 a day. Well over $1,000 a day. But the artists are coming to you with the $100 budget. And I ain't saying, hey, if that's all you can afford, that's all you can afford. I'm not knocking it. All I'm saying is I'm knocking it if you expect to get these super duper $1,000 expectations off of a $100 budget. The music promo business is no different than any other business. You get what you get. You get what you pay for. You spend $10 in promo, you're getting $10 worth of results. So don't expect $100. You spend $100 worth of results, you spend $100, you're going to get $100 worth of results. Don't expect $1,000. You spend $1,000, don't expect $10,000 worth of results because you didn't spend $10,000. You spend $10,000, don't expect $100,000 worth of results. You didn't spend $100,000. You know, it doesn't work that way. Even in the promo business, you get what you pay for. Music and advertising costs a lot more than a bag of chips or some bubble gum or something from the dollar store. You know, it's a service industry where a lot of things go on factor. Nobody in the music promo business is working for minimum wage. I repeat, nobody in the music promo business is working for minimum wage. I know I'm not. I'm not working for no minimum wage. I don't work for nothing less than $25 an hour. Nothing less than $25 an hour. And because that's what my pretty much income values out to when I put my time into what I'm doing. Like, it values out to $25 an hour, you know? So, yeah. I mean, don't come with $10 a promo and You're not even paying me for a whole hour's worth of work. I'm worth $25 an hour or more. It depends on what I'm doing, you know? So, yeah, man, we got to stop with this million play mindset, million follower mindset. Just build fans. And this is another thing I want to tell artists. There's like, I hate it when you got artists that come to you and they want like all these different services. And then you ask them, well, what's your budget? Then they be like, well, what should my budget be? No, it's not for me to tell you what your budget should be. I got to told you, if you're expecting Moraine results, then you need $250,000. You need $250,000 if you're expecting Moraine results. That's what your budget should be, you know? So your budget should be always more than you have. But this is the thing. There's only two kind of budgets in this world. Two. Whatever you can afford is one. And whatever you're willing to spend, that's the other one. Whatever you can afford and whatever you're willing to spend. I recommend people to go off what you can afford. If you can only afford $100 a month, that's fine. That's all you can afford. But don't just do it 1 month or 2 months or 3 months. You got to stick with it. You got to commit with it. You can't get discouraged because you're not getting the results you want in the first month or the second month or the third month, because that's not how advertising works. People always talk about, well, radio plays the song so many times. They make the song a hit. Well, if that's the case, then somebody can't just see your stuff one time and you think that you a hit. They got to see your stuff over and over and over again. Sometimes things have to grow on people. Some people are harder to please than others. Some people are easier to please. Some people have a shorter attention span. Some people have a longer attention span. You know, there's a lot of things we got to take into account. Some people might like hip hop, but they might not like gangbanging hip hop or trap. They might prefer the J. Cole's and Kendrick Lamar's of the world that have more to offer, that don't glorify a lot of negative bullshit. They might prefer the more intellectual rappers opposed to the non-intellectual rappers like Chief Keef. You know, who ain't got a smart bone in his body. You know? So, yeah, man, like, building fan base is a process. Unless you got, you know, Spotify throw you on a Rap Caviar playlist or the top pop playlist or the top whatever genre playlist, or the top blogs are just automatically just featuring you on all the top blogs just because, you know, unless FM radio just... something just fell out the sky, hit him in the head, and they decided to just play your song as much as Drake just because it's a process. Building fan base is a process in any business. Building consumers is a process in any business. But the music business is the only business where artists think it should happen overnight just because they made a song. Whoopee-doo. Whoopee-doo, you know. So, yeah. Stop it, man. The million play mindset, the million follow mindset is all wrong. It's all wrong. Because if you're a good enough artist and you put in the work and the time and the process, million plays will come. Then you'll get, if your music truly commands a million listeners, you know, then it'll come if you just follow the process, you know. I mean, even if you advertise $1 a day for 365 days, you're going to build fans. If you advertise $3 a day for 365 days, you're going to build fans. As long as you continuously put out content, you know, don't just rely on the content you're advertising. Keep putting out content. You know, past the content you advertise. Yeah, like I'll advertise one or two videos for my podcast or one or two videos for my vlog at one time. but I'm putting out content every week, 2, 3, 4 times a week, you know, and whatever organic traffic I get from the ads, you know, I just let the other videos just rely on that traffic, you know, for those videos. All the new content, and that's the thing, like, all my new content gets views, you know, by people that, like, when somebody typically organically clicks on your YouTube channel off of seeing the discovery ad, they're normally not just going to click on one video. They might check 2, 3, 4 videos, you know what I'm saying? And that's typically how it works. So relying on one ad to help get content to multiple videos. And that's pretty much how you build fan base. You gotta have multiple content. You gotta constantly put out content. You can't just put out content once a month, once a week, once every 3 or 4 months. You know, you can't put out content, has to be put out daily. Daily. If you're trying to pop on social media or any platform, content has to be put out daily. If you ain't dropping a new video every day, and I ain't talking about as an artist, you got to drop a new song and a new music video. If you're not getting in front of the camera every day and running your mouth off about something, then you shouldn't even be talking about 1 million followers. Content is, people who are building 1 million followers are dropping content every single day. So if you're not dropping content every single, screw the marketing budget. Screw the marketing budget. If you're not dropping content every single day, you shouldn't even be expecting 1 million followers on any platform. Because ain't nobody organically getting 1 million followers without dropping content every single day. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Twitch, content every day. They're going live every day. They're either going live every day or they're dropping, and that's content too. Going live is content too. They're either going live every day or they're posting content every single day. But a lot of artists, they don't be on this daily thing. Posting a quote, posting your words of the wisdom or what you think about this or that. No, that ain't what we're talking about. If you're not in front of the camera every single day on social media, what are we talking about here? If you're not posting visuals of yourself every day, whether it's pictures or just video content, what are we talking about here? And if you're YouTube, it's visual content every single day. TikTok, it's visual video content every single day. Instagram, you should be doing a video and a pic every single day. And if you got tons of followers, I mean, you got tons of followers, you should be going as live as much as you can. Live as much as you can. You know, so yeah, we got to stop it with this 1 million follower, 1 million play mindset. It's wrong. It doesn't work because y'all be wanting it to be all organic and real, and y'all want it in this super ridiculous short period of time that doesn't happen unless you got a serious budget to back that up. And I'm talking about, you know, advertising on a platform. We ain't talking about 50,000 or more to advertise on a platform. You shouldn't be talking about 1 million real followers on any platform in no short period of time. What content, what are we talking about here? If you ain't posting content daily, why are we talking about 1 million followers here? You ain't even dedicated enough. You ain't even dedicated enough or committed enough to put out enough content to reach 1 million followers. You think you can just drop one song and that's it? No, when Miranda were advertising that one song, they dropped a video every three weeks, they dropped a music video. I want to say it was every 3 weeks they dropped a music video. New music video 3 weeks later. New music video 3 weeks later. And it could have been a shorter period of time. It could have been 2 weeks. But I think it was like every 3 weeks they dropped the music video while they were advertising this video super heavy, put $1,000 a day at least into the ads and putting out, and as they're advertising it, we got to pump out another good ass music video. Now we got to pump out another good music video because you got to keep pumping out content, fresh content. And then they pumped out a couple days in between, you know what I'm saying? You know, a couple of videos that wasn't really music video. Then they did like a lyric video or something like that, something to kind of speed up the process. And it might have been every 2 weeks. Like I said, I could be wrong. I'd have to go back and look at the channel. But this idea that you just upload that and just advertise that and don't drop no content while you're advertising that? No, man. No. You know, so the process they did with Murray was perfect. We pretty much, me and my friend that told me about it, he records for Murray here in Fayetteville. He pretty much knew the process would work because how good Murray's music was. He had an instant hit. He had an instant hit, and he's put out nothing but good music since. And the music videos isn't a bunch of fine women. It's not all the elements that you see all these other rappers having. You know, it's more inspirational music, more like emotional music, more like soulful music, like just really caters to the struggle, you know what I'm saying? The struggle coming from poverty, you know, and without doing it as far as glorifying anything negative you had to do on the way, you know? So, yeah, man, let's get out of this million follower, million play mindset. Let's hit that click now subscribe button in that right-hand corner. And that left-hand corner has got live at promopalace.biz. Let's check that website out if you need online marketing promotions for your music or your brand. I could promote brands too, really depending on platform. I mean, pretty much any social media platform you could promote brands on, you know. And we can advertise on pretty much every single platform, you know. We can do TikTok ads, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. You know, we got influencer marketing as well. We have TikTok influencers, and pretty soon we're actually going to start doing Instagram influencers because a lot of these TikTok influencers are Instagram influencers. So there's that, you know. Yeah, but everything's always, like I tell my clients, just, you know, if you're not trying to listen to us and follow the process and build, everything after that is just supply and demand. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and try to force nobody to listen to me, and I'm not going to waste my breath over and over again trying to get somebody to listen to me. That's why I put out these vlogs. So you can listen, you know, just in case you can't soak up all the info, you can go back and listen to it again, you know, just in case you miss something, you know. But also you can decide for yourself, you know, do you want to take the info I'm giving you and run it with it? Because, I'm not in the business of lying and sugarcoating. That's the thing. Yes, my vlogs can be harsh. I probably like the Kevin Samuels of music marketing vlogs, because this business is a very shady, dirty business. You know, it's not all peaches and cream. It's not. A lot of artists, they think it's one thing and it's the complete opposite. They think it should be a certain way, and it never will be that way because it's a business, you know. Like, it's the only business where, like, they think everything should be based off of talent alone. Even in the acting business or the athlete business, everything isn't just based off talent. There's a lot of hard work that goes into becoming an actor. And actors are some of the most committed and dedicated people in the world. Halle Berry worked with the dogs on John Wick for 6 months. She worked with those dogs for 6 months, which I think they were already her dogs. And she worked with them for 6 months to get the training. You got actors like Paul Bettany playing Vision in the Avengers. An hour and a half just to get the makeup. I can't sit there for an hour and a half just to do makeup. I don't know if I'm that dedicated, you know. So rappers, y'all got to show way more dedication, man, and commitment, man. Y'all want too much overnight success, man. Too many of y'all want overnight success. That doesn't happen in this business. It's a building process like any business. You got to build fans. You got even the actors. They got to build up their fan base to a certain point where they deserve headlining movies. Just being a great actor doesn't necessarily get it. You know, you still got to have box office appeal. Athletes, there's plenty of athletes like Kawhi Leonard that comes in and is not great. They're not the greatest at first. Lower first round picks, not super great, but they work hard at what they do. They got talent, but they work harder and harder and harder at it. But artists, they just want to be talented and not work harder at it and get success overnight, man. Stop it, man. Y'all don't want to do none of the hard work. Y'all want everybody else to do it for you. You want the manager to do all the hard work for you. You want the promo guy to do all the hard work. You want the label to kick out all the money. The engineer to do all the hard work, long extensive hours, working on your music, recording, mixing, and mastering. You want the producer to do all. Y'all don't want to do nothing but get in the studio and rap and act like y'all did all the work. Yo, you ain't did no. Rapping is the easiest job on the planet, man. Anybody could rap. 8-year-olds could rap. There's 8-year-olds that can rap. Little kids that can rap. Little middle school kids that can rap. Better than grown men. So anybody can rap. But yeah. Hit that click now, subscribe button. This is Promo Palace LLC Vlog 30. Why the million follower and million play mindset is wrong. Don't forget the audio version of this vlog goes to my podcast, Paul Pickett Podcast. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Google Paul Pickett Podcast. What else? Check out Dizzle Brand, DizzleBrand.com. That's the Dizzle Brand Liquor. You can follow my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can also check out the recipes as Dizzle Brand brought to you by Mike Dizzle, the creator, and my friend, mentor, Chris Roker is one of the business partners over there. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Also, check out NewLitter.com. New Litter is mainly a dog and cat, well, soon-to-be cat lover, but dog and animal lover-based T-shirts and hoodies. You know, most of our T-shirts got dogs, but this T-shirt right here about stand-up is actually a New Litter T-shirt. Money never sleeps. Money never sleeps. People do, but money never sleeps. Y'all gotta forget that. Money never sleeps. You know, because I make money in my sleep. So money never sleeps. You know, even though I do. But check out newlitter.com, the New Litter apparel. We got a few shirts on there that are like business slogans, like, you know, don't watch us work. Money never sleeps. Work smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying? But most of the New Litter apparel is based on dogs, small dogs, big dogs, pits, whatever, Dobermans. Any kind of dog you can think of, we'll try to have a dog designed for that. And we're going to have cats coming in here real soon. So check that out, newlitter.com, promopalace.biz, dizzlebrand.com. And don't forget, you can hit me up at promopalace@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com. And I'm out.